Hey everyone, this is Married Muth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying you through the Bible verse by verse. We're actually going to make it through the book of Jeremiah toward the end of this month. So for those of you who feel like you're languishing with Jeremiah, with all of the laments and all of that, it will end, and then we will go back to the New Testament. I'm super excited about what we're going to be reading next. So happy first day of June to you, and today we are in Jeremiah chapter 25. In the World English Bible, Jeremiah 35 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. The word which came to Jeremiah from Yahweh in the days of Joachim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, "Go to the house of the Rechabites and speak to them and bring them into Yahweh's house into one of the rooms and give them wine to drink." Then I took Jazaniah, the son of Jeremiah, the son of Habazaniah, with his brothers, all his sons, and the whole house of the Rechabites. And I brought them into Yahweh's house, into the room of the sons of Hanan, the son of Igdaliah, the man of God, which was by the room of the princes, which was above the room of Messiah and the son of Shelem, the keeper of the threshold. I set before the sons of the house of the Rechabites bowls full of wine and cups, and I said to them, "Drink wine." But they said, "We will drink no wine, for Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, 'You shall drink no wine, neither you nor your sons forever. You shall not build a house, sow seed, plant a vineyard, or have any, but all your days you shall dwell in tents, that you may live many days in the land which you live as nomads.' We have obeyed the voice of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, in all that he commanded us, to drink no wine all of our days, we, our wives, our sons, or our daughters, and not to build houses for ourselves to dwell in. We have no vineyard, no field, or seed, but we have lived in tents and have obeyed and done according to all that Jonadab our father commanded us. But when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up into the land, we said, 'Come, let's go to Jerusalem for fear of the army of the Chaldeans and for fear of the army of the Syrians, so we will dwell at Jerusalem.' Then Yahweh's word came to Jeremiah, saying, 'Yahweh of armies, the God of Israel, says, Go and tell the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, will you not receive instruction to listen to my words, says Yahweh? The words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, that he commanded his sons not to drink wine, are performed. And to this day they drink none, for they obey their father's commandment. But I have spoken to you, rising up early and speaking, and you have not listened to me. If I have sent also to you all my servants, the prophets, rising up early and sending them, saying, every one of you must return now from his evil way, amend your doings, and don't go after other gods to serve them. Then you will dwell in the land which I have given to you and to your fathers, but you have not inclined your ear nor listened to me. The sons of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, have performed the commandment of their father which he commanded them, but this people has not listened to me. Therefore, Yahweh, God of armies, the God of Israel, says, behold, I will bring on Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the evil that I have pronounced against them, because I have spoken to them, but they have not heard, and I have called to them, but they have not answered. Jeremiah said to the house of the Rechabites, Yahweh of armies, the God of Israel, says, because you have obeyed the commandment of Jonadab your father and kept all his precepts and done according to all that he commanded you, therefore Yahweh of armies, the God of Israel, says, Jonadab, the son of Rechab, will not lack a man to stand before me forever." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, oftentimes in the Bible, you say that you desire obedience rather than sacrifice. You want us to listen for your voice, heed your voice, listen and obey it. And here we have an example of a tribe of people who followed after the commandment of Jonadab, their father. They kept everything that he told them to do, including not drinking wine and living in tents. And so, Lord, I love that you are honoring the faithful here. That even though there's going to be disaster on Jerusalem, disaster overtaking the nation of Israel, this particular tribe, this particular group of people are going to be preserved. There was always going to be someone in their family line forever. Lord, that shows us that it does matter when we obey you, even in the quiet, even when we don't feel like it. You take notice of it, Lord, and it matters for all of eternity. It matters. You take notice. So I pray for my friend today who feels like they are quietly obeying and nobody cares, or quietly obeying and it doesn't matter or it doesn't amount to anything. Lord, thank you that you take notice of them today. I pray that you would be the lifter of their head, encourage them specifically today, even when they feel unnoticed, that, Lord, that you take notice of obedience, you take notice of listening to your voice, you take notice of it all, and it all matters. Help us to maintain an eternal perspective when it comes to obeying you. Lord, sometimes we don't see the outcome of what we're doing. Lord, sometimes we have to wait till eternity to see that there will be reward for doing good things and for following hard after you and being faithful and trusting you and having faith in your ability and not in our own ability. But Lord, sometimes we get tired and we just need to be reminded that you see us, you hear us, and you're taking note. So Lord, let that be our place that we fall back on today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm so excited to have you here. And thanks to Kelly Jo Wilson, who is sponsoring the show. If you want to sponsor the show, you can email my assistant, Kristen, at newsletter@marydemuth.com. Anyway, so Kelly says that she wants you to listen to her podcast. And this is the direct link. So kellyjowilson.com, Shattering Loss. And she asks this question: have you experienced a shattering loss that caused your world to fall apart? Oh, I'm raising my hand right now. The Eyewitness podcast with Kelly Jo Wilson is for women who struggle to accept their worth, but want to embrace the gifts and share their witness for Jesus. So in this episode, Kelly talks with Lisa Apollo, who lost her husband unexpectedly in the middle of the night. Lisa shares the raw emotional realities of grief and how God guided her when she didn't think her smile would ever return. And you're going to find resources and encouragement to help you walk your grief journey. So if you're walking a journey of grief, check out this very specific podcast at kellyjowilson.com/shatteringloss. That's kellyjowilson.com/shatteringloss. Kelly Jo, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day.